Sup, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your co-hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we are back. We are
Back
back.
again. It's 2001.
Yes. 2021, we are back. This is our first episode of the year, and we have a decent amount of topics to talk about. We condensed them a bit because we want to stay, just for an hour. But
Is
there's a lot of
that
things going on.
our New Year's resolution to keep shows under an
You
hour?
know what? It's however we feel. I think an hour has been working as of late, but if we need to go longer, that's cool too.
Yeah, of course.
But it's essentially just it allows us to focus a little bit more because it's easy
Yeah.
to. If you guys knew how long we talked before and after the cast, our show would be super long. We need to do the thing you were saying about doing deleted scenes or whatever.
Yes, we need to have the what it was like, what did I call it? The side cast?
Yeah,
What did
sidecasts or side
I call it?
eyecasts.
Something like that.
Yeah, that would be great. We have to save it for Patreon, once we get to that point.
Oh yeah, totally.
So you guys, it's the stuff we don't say. Is really interesting. I'll just put it at that.
Yeah, that's what y'all should say. It's like that's our OnlyFans.
Right. Right. So, yeah, we are how many days in? What, 10?
To the new year. Yeah. Oh,
10
yeah. It's
days.
10th. It's my grandma's birthday. It's the 10th. Yeah.
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 If your birthday, just to start off, if your birthday's in January, you're 10% cooler. I don't make the rules. I just abide by them. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and then my birthday, which means you all are cool. That's how that works.
That's how you feel.
That's how I feel. If you're black and your birthday falls into February, you're also 10% cool. But that's just how it works. I like I said, I didn't make the rules.
No, just
I just,
you
you know what I'm saying? I just, Lillian, yep, her birthday. Shout out to
Lillian.
her. She's 10% cool. So I look, she might be a younger sister, but she's 10% cooler now. That's how it works. I'm telling you. There was a survey and everything. It was official. Documents. They came to the door. They were like, "Yo, your birthday in January?" I was like, "Yeah." They was like, "All right, yes.
All right,
That's
cooler.
what's
Here's the
up.
cool one.
That's what's up."
You got a sticker. You
Facts. I got a pin. A lapel. I had cufflinks. The whole thing. Like it was a
got a pin.
parade.
Okay, now
Facts.
I'm a little bit hating. I didn't get cufflinks. This is not cool. I mean, my birthday is Michael Jackson's birthday. What's cooler than that? I mean, come
That's
on.
pretty dope. I'm not even gonna lie. That's dope. It doesn't come with cufflinks, but it's dope though.
No.
It's dope.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah, it's oh, man. It's good. It's interesting to have a birthday nowadays,
Yeah.
with COVID and everything. Although I do have some plans for my birthday, but it's interesting. I'll say that. But
Yeah.
yeah, what I was hinting at though is like 10 days in. And
Yeah.
already the world is upside down. It was on fire before. Like 2020 was complete and utter chaos in terms of the
Total.
COVID, COVID, in terms of just really goofy people, a bad president, like just all over the place. And now, we voted for Biden, for him to come in and hopefully, make something of this dumpster fire. And we had, the riot. Or I'm sorry, the Terrorist Act at the Capitol.
That was definitely the Terrorist Act. I also had this really cool meme. I'm surprised I didn't send it to you. Actually, it wasn't a meme. It was just a bunch of lines and text. A friend sent it to me. It said, "Dear 2021, my free 7-day trial subscription has expired. I'd like to unsubscribe. Thanks, me."
Nah, see what it was is freaking 2020, you subscribed and then you forgot to take off your credit card or to cancel, so they just got you for
Yes.
another year. You're like, no, I did not
Yes.
agree to this.
I did not agree to more shenanigans. We all said we were like, yes, get rid of 2020. Like 2021 is gonna be new. It's gonna be great. Yay, la 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 la. That's we were lying to ourselves.
Facts.
But we get into 2021 and we're only a few days in, and all it is the shenanigans. And it's just like, we knew this. It was just wishful thinking. So yeah, here's to 2021 and more of the crap that, has been happening since 2016, basically. So
Yeah, it's been rough. And I, as well as things were like, I look back because I look at like texts and old messages that I had between people and realizing that life hit kind of hard in 2018, for at least for us, up until now. And so even though I didn't think that 2020 or to 2021 was going to be immediately better like January 1st, but I was like, at least we're on a good path. And it started out that way. A lot of peers, a lot of people of color have been leveling up in the sense of getting opportunities and, becoming independent and all this other stuff. I was cheering a lot of people on recently, and then, we got this part, to a few days ago, and it's like, wow. And here's the thing, right? So like, it's funny and not funny. It's not funny in the sense of what's happening. So let me just get that part out. People dying isn't funny. People fighting each other and tearing down the American flag and putting up Trump flags or Nazi flags is not funny. Violence and them trying to overthrow whatever they thought they were going to do. Because there was like pipe bombs and all this other stuff. Not funny. So I want to get that out of the way right now. And now we're going to talk about the funny stuff. So it was hilarious to me. Like I just see all the messages from people, and I know like there's like so there's black Twitter and there's white Twitter and there's everybody else. It's not like a black and white thing, but that's how I see it. And so black
It's Black
Twitter,
Twitter and then everybody else.
right, it's black Twitter was like, this is not shocking at all. We've been telling you this and warning you about this stuff forever and a day, and you didn't listen. You didn't. Even after we were celebrating, the new seats in the Senate or whatever, we knew it was gonna be some goofiness, and you didn't want to hear it. And so sitting back and being like, look at this white on white crime. I was like, look at these, like, can we say the word thug? 'Cause I didn't see thug for a long time. I was like, can we say thug? I know what you mean when you say thug. You mean something else. But can we say thug? Is it allowed? Are black people allowed to say thug? 'Cause I want to say thug. There was a lot of thugs out there,
That was a lot.
acting, goofy or whatever. And especially the police who let them in. Like, you're trash. You're 100% trash for that.
So trash. You let them in and then you lost one of your own.
Right.
And speaking of that person actually lives very close to my house. And I just
Oh,
thought that
wow.
that was really, yeah. And I thought that was just really, at my mom's house, actually, not my house. But I just thought that that was just a little like surreal, a little close
Close
to
to home.
home,
I mean, yeah, because we're not, we're not, I mean, we ain't gonna tell you where we are, but we're not that far from DC to the point of like, it's a whole nother on the side of the other side of the country or anything. But it's just, and respects to everyone that, that passed away and whatnot. But it's also like, this is really ins just silly. It's just really silly. I don't know what they thought they were gonna do, who they were gonna like, how they were gonna take over. Like, do you realize you are small and minute comparatively to the government? Like, the only reason the National Guard wasn't there sooner was because Trump was like, hold off, which is trash. But like, yeah, that would have been shut down a lot sooner. The parallels between Black Lives Matter and you guys is also hilarious because no black people would have made it up the steps. It's just looking at it, and it's like, wow, y'all tried it. Y'all really did. And it didn't go well for you. And I'm not upset. I'm really not.
I'm not.
And there was this thing, and this is this, I guess, the overall sentiment for me. Like, somebody was like on Twitter, I'm embarrassed to be an American. And I was like, I'm not. I was like, that would be like if you had an abusive parent, and the abusive parent went to court, and they were like, you're guilty of child abuse or whatever, and the parent got upset and like punched the judge and got tackled by cops. I'm not gonna say I'm embarrassed. What am I embarrassed? They're the ones that did this. America hasn't represented me in a in ever, never. There's
Yeah,
never.
exactly.
They have never represented black people and done right by black
Done
people
right by us.
or any other person of color. So I am not ashamed. I would just happen to be born here. Like, don't get it twisted. I am not
Yeah,
ashamed.
true.
This is
I work a lot, so I don't know what's going on half the time because I'm not really good at multitasking. I kind of just focus on one thing. And so a lot of the world just happens around me, and I don't know what's really going on because I am trying to make money and pay my rent. And that's kind of it. Like, that's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles.
Right.
So funny thing was is that somebody actually like came to me and said, "My friends are in the Capitol. I'm trying to, and I'm scared for them." And then I was just like confused. I was just like, "Huh?" And
Yeah.
not like super confused. I actually didn't have time to be confused. I was busy. I literally was busy doing other things. I was trying to work, so I didn't have time to be confused why I didn't understand why this person was kind of concerned that her friends were in the Capitol. I just didn't understand I just didn't get it. But I just figured, yeah, I knew people were marching and they were having their MAGA rallies and whatever. And I was just like, I'm pretty sure they're fine, but if the roads are blocked, yeah, they might have trouble going home. I didn't know until I saw my phone at like 3:48 p.m. where I got a text earlier that said they've breached the Capitol. And I was like, what? So I was
Right.
completely thrown for a loop. And so when I spoke to this person again, the person was like, I tried to tell you. And I was like, well, I didn't know what you meant by I'm trying to contact my friends. I was like, I didn't know what that meant. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So then I hear that this has happened. I hear that these people have stormed the Capitol and that they're inside. And I just like so many things went through my head. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like, what are they doing in there? Wait, how did they get, wait, what?
Yeah.
And when I finally was able to see some footage, and I was just like, okay. All right. So these crazy people, who mind you, have been talking about doing this for weeks, okay? And in their own little underground channels that they've been talking about this, and for some reason the FBI didn't show up, which is weird. But I think where I'm a little confused and bothered is, every I would say left kind of outlet for the last several years has been saying
Yeah.
this. Bill Maher, okay, I'm gonna give some props to Bill Maher right now. I haven't even watched Bill Maher's show for a year because I just haven't anymore, and then COVID came, whatever. That man has literally said from the day this dude got elected that the transfer of power was not going to be peaceful. He said it over and over and over and over and over again. He's like,
Right.
I am scared. He used to say it on the show all the time, I am scared. I am very concerned that this guy is not going to leave office. And if he and in the meantime, like in that time, I think that he's going to start riots. I think he's going to incite riot. The point is, there have been people on the left side who have been saying this. Who have been saying this over and over and over and over again. And still, on the most important day, certification of a new administration coming in, you have minimal amounts of Capitol Police guarding the building. Like,
They knew what they were doing.
because, yeah, exactly. This happened from the inside. There was apparently two black police officers who I guess spoke on anonymously to some news outlets who were like, hey, we've been talking about this with our supervisors for a while, but it's kind of like if you're black and you're part of Capitol Police, you just need to shut up because you lose your job if you say something. And I'm sitting here like, yep. And I know people who can attest to that. I know them personally who'll be like, yeah, it's been like this since the 80s. So this isn't a new thing. But just the simple fact that we are right here where we are right now with what just happened the other day and how basically these people were able to breach a federal building and attempted to take hostage the vice president, the speaker of the house, and everybody else that they could have gotten their hands on
Yeah,
with
it's
the intention of doing bodily harm. And the only person, did you understand that everybody who was in line to the presidency was in that building? Everyone.
Yeah, it's
Like the gravity of this, like these people had they had every intention and all of the purposes to carry out their one mission, which was to keep Donald Trump in office indefinitely. Because if a war had gotten started, if a whole, let's just say, if Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, and everybody else below them was murdered that day, that our country would have been in a state of chaos and Donald Trump would have had to stay president.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna fly. Like, but I don't, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they thought. There's things that there's willful ignorance is just troubling for so many reasons, and it's they don't understand how these things work and why it's happening the way it is. And unfortunately, they've been, it's easy to be like, these people are just horrible humans, and some of them, majority of them are. I'm
Oh,
not even gonna,
totally, totally
I'm
horrible.
not, but it's like a lot of people who kind of get swept up into that is because they've been lied to for however long. They don't want to listen. They've been brought up a certain way, and it's like, you know, short of throwing a book at someone, it's hard to get them to think outside of whatever. And so that's all I see. Like some people, there's people there that know that the election wasn't stolen, but they want to, you know, raise chaos anyways. And then there was people who really think, without any evidence, that we stole the election, and it's unfortunate. At the
Yeah,
same
the
time,
girl who died, the one who got trampled to death, apparently that's what her family said. Like, is it this was her first Trump anything? Like, this was her first thing that she had gone through. That's what they say, at least. You know, who, how would we know? But they say this is the first thing that she ever went to. She's been wanting to go to Trump stuff and never went. She was scared to go because, you know, of COVID or whatever. And then she decided to go to this one and she went and she's dead. She got trampled.
It's sad. It's sad. I am not, I don't feel sad, but it's definitely a sad thing. Because yeah, no, it's, and it's not even the idea that I don't have empathy, that I can't forgive. You know, I'm Christian and all that. It's just, I don't feel anything about it other than that it was, it's not shocking to me. It's not, you know, the only thing that I was actually upset about was the black woman that got attacked, you know, just walking around. Like
He's
there was
walking down the
people,
street.
yeah, just walking down the street, and like they targeted her because she was black, and it was like, who did you vote for, and all this other stuff before they started, they, you know, pepper sprayed, or not pepper sprayed, maced her and hit her a bunch of times. Like that was the only thing I was upset about, but everything else I'm like, this is on you. The same way you look at us and you say, why were we there? Why were we dressed that way? Why are we not, why didn't we comply?
Why
Like
didn't
all
we just
the,
comply?
right, all the BS that you say to us, this is, why didn't you comply? Like you broke through a building, got inside, was busting glass out of the windows and everything, assaulting people. You know, there's armed men telling you to get away from the door, and you try to climb through anyways. And a lot of it was the fact that it's because you're privileged. You didn't
Yeah, you're
fear
perfect.
anything.
Nope.
You didn't fear what we fear when we interact with the cops because it doesn't happen to you. And so you were like, man, F the police. You were the most like us in like for 10 minutes. You were the most like us
Seriously.
in that moment. With
Like,
your
what do you think they were listening to? What kind of music do you think they were listening to on their way up there?
they were bumping NWA and not liking it. They were like, I guess I gotta listen to this. I usually don't bump rap, you know, I don't like those black dudes, but I feel what they're saying right now. And they ran up in there, and it, things went left, and that's on you. I don't feel a way. I would want for things to be peaceful, obviously, and I would want for, you know, I don't want the law, you know, people to lose their lives. I don't want violence.
No.
And but at the same time, like, if we're looking at this from a realistic standpoint, it's like none of this makes me feel ashamed, or none of this makes me feel a way personally, because this is all of, this is your stuff. This is not, Like we said, we've been telling you about this for however long, and
Over again, nobody want to listen. Nobody want to listen. I'm tired. We're all tired. Black people are
yeah.
tired. Angela Rye is tired. She didn't have makeup on CNN today. Like, she's tired.
Yeah.
She's
And
tired.
all the journalists who are cursing on air, I need that same energy for the rest of the year.
For the
Like,
rest of the year.
stop calling them anything other than terrorists. Stop.
That's it. That's what they are. They're terrorists. They always have been. You want to sit there and tell me that these same people, because these are the same people, these are the same people that marched on the Capitol when they wanted to go to their barbers and they didn't want to wear masks. They're the same people. All right. Like, this is the same people. So
Yeah.
I'm like, and y'all wanted to say that they were good people before, or they're the same people that did the stupid little Charlottesville riots and I mean, their stupid little marches and stuff. And I'm
Oh,
like,
with the
these are
tiki
literally
torches.
with their tiki torches, they're the same people. And I'm like, I'm just frustrated because I'm at that point where people are like, oh, how did you feel? Da, da, da. I'm like, I am so mad at every last conservative person on TV, that all of these pundits on TV who are now saying Donald Trump is a bad guy and da, 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 da. I'm like, what, because a cop got killed all of a sudden, you guys are saying this? And like, seriously, it's so sad that that had to happen, that this cop got beat over the head with a fire hydrant. But it's like, so you guys are now saying Donald Trump is a bad guy and incited a riot and that this is not who we are when this cop was killed. And they desec and these people desecrated your beloved capital. But you guys weren't, where were you when the cops were killing black people in the street? Where were you when racists were running people down on the street in Charlottesville? Like, where were you when these same people a week or two ago were trying to burn down churches, black churches in DC? Like,
Yeah.
where were you when they were hanging signs and putting up crosses and shit? Like, where were you? You all of a sudden now are being like, yeah, he's gotta go. We've been trying to tell you he's gotta go before he started running.
It's affecting you. That's why I was
That's
laughing.
it.
I was like, this white on white crime, and now it's affecting you, and now he's got to go. Now it's something bad. And granted, I understand the idea of treason and what they did. But in retrospect of like the entire 4 years he's been in office, this is mild. This is really mild. Like I can count on one hand how many bodies. Yep, this is mild. This is not the same. And as far as like levels, yeah, like the people aren't, and that's why I'm saying the people aren't like, this is us. No. And for Biden to be like, this isn't America, America needs to
Yes,
be better.
it is.
I'm like, it kind of is. Like this is what it's been. You just didn't see it.
Always been this way.
It's been this way,
It's
so.
always this way. We've been trying to tell y'all it's always been this way, and y'all ain't trying to, people don't want to see it until it affects them. And I'm like, yeah, those are the type of people I can't mess with. That's why I get irritated. And I know some people are always like, oh, you got to meet some people where they are. I understand for peace talks, you got to meet some
Yep.
people where they are. But you know what? Maybe I'm not into peace talks. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I'm literally tired.
Maybe you can read a book, Google some stuff, go to a library, educate yourself. Like Peekly said, educate yourself. Like
Try it.
I'm very much on the idea of like, if you have an opportunity, go ahead and teach someone. But at the same time, it's tiring. It's tiring to just have to fight. It's tiring to fight for people to just hear you, let alone understand and acknowledge what's happening.
Yeah.
Also, all you people, and I know we see you all the time, the people who are performative, just like when we were marching earlier in 2020, and you had Black Lives Matter stickers and bumpers and t-shirts and all this other stuff, and then was silent for the rest of the year. We see you again now saying all the stuff that you're saying and doing absolutely nothing. And yeah, you're trash too.
Total trash.
All of you. So just wanted to throw that out there. On a lighter note though, What I'm really upset about is the fact that a bunch of my some of my favorite anime that I've been watching as of late has been delayed. Like for instance, Attack on Titan, even though that it's still going, but it's not releasing at a regular schedule. They put a break start. Okay. Yeah, so sorry about that. Technical difficulties. But yeah, Attack on Titan, it paused and it's coming back, so like we have a few more episodes coming up in this month, and I believe it's supposed to be 16 episodes total, but they only show up to 8 and they don't know when the next 8 are going to be, or at least they haven't said it to anyone. You know, typically it's like, you know, if a show like H say it again.
Is this a simulcast?
Yeah, so like an hour after Japan, it comes out for
Mm.
us. And so it's usually, you know, they tell you like, okay, expect this episode on this day. And they've only showed up to the, you know, the first 8. And so I'm kind of like, dang it. But then other shows that I've been watching, well, there's Boruto, which has actually finally gotten good. Isn't that funny? It's delayed when it gets good. One Piece and a couple other shows. You know, it's just because of the pandemic, you know, the numbers are spiking again, and it's putting a hold on certain things. And it's like, man, these were some things that I liked because it allowed a bit of escapism. It allowed, you know, as opposed to watching the news and all the craziness that's going on with that, I can watch some One Piece. And at least with the anime, aside from Attack on Titan, because it's sad, but at least in anime, it's like the good guys win, you know, like. There's justice in that. And so that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks because I don't like waiting. I just don't, and like So I have to like put myself emotionally in this space where I can handle things because if I want to go back in time, back into my obsessive days of like, I don't even want to go as far back into Dragon Ball Z because that was really painful. That was really painful and that was just evil torture and bad dubbing. So we won't go that far. But we can go as far back to when we were waiting for Inuyasha to be released. So like back in the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, or whatever, sitting there waiting for Inuyasha episodes to be released. And this wasn't even like just on TV. Okay, you know how like Adult Swim would have it and then it would
Yeah.
only go up a certain episode and then they would just go back to the beginning. And then sometimes they didn't go back to the beginning because it was way too many episodes. So they would just go back to a certain part, and then they would just keep going from there. Yeah, I don't want to ever have that feeling again where you get up to that point when you're like, wait, what? Wait, what's gonna happen? Like, what? Rin just got kidnapped by Kagura. What's about to happen? Sesshomaru's pissed. Like, oh my God. And then boom, you didn't get another episode for 6 months. And I don't want to ever have to feel that way again because what? We just waited 2 years for this show and I don't like that. And so I have to protect my own heart. This is self-preservation here. So I just have to not care that it's being released in a general sense. And I'll just have to watch something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do it.
Yeah, waiting, it's not fun. Not right now.
No.
It's not. And I get it. I get it. Because you're especially with the age of streaming, the idea that you can catch up on or binge whatever,
Yeah.
it's like if it's not a wait that is at the very least a weekly thing, where you have to wait months and there's no one tells you when that it's coming.
Right?
It's like, ah, I can't rock with that. Like that's not cool, man. That's not cool at
No.
all.
And then you're like, okay, well then what can I fill myself up with in the meantime? And especially if it's nothing new. Like, A, you don't have the capacity to watch something new because you just don't. We all know how much energy it takes to watch anime for real, for real. And it's like, wait, I can't put myself in a new show right now. I can't do it. Or it's like, okay, well then what's good enough in my old shows? What's good enough in my closet, in my DVD box that I can go back my time with, because not everything is totally like rewatchable. Not everything. You know, some stuff you might have or you've seen and you're like, okay, I can't, I don't know if I want to go back through this. Like, there's a lot of shows that I love, but some things I just like, I would never put myself back through. Like, okay, I know Dragon Ball Z Kai is out, right? And I remember
Yeah.
watching a couple episodes of it, but then I was just like, okay, I'm not that I didn't enjoy it, but I was like, I don't think I can do this to myself, or I'm just not going to. Like, I don't think I could ever go back and watch Sailor Moon from the beginning, because you know, they have the newer Sailor Moon, the one like they redid it, they reanimated it, they redid it, they redubbed it, and stuck more to the canon instead of like the nonsense that they did in the first few seasons, you
Right.
know, when Deke had the show. And I'm like, yeah, there's only a few of them that I can go back. I'm like, I can watch 12 Kingdoms over and over again forever. I can always go back in time and do that over and over again. It never bothers me to do it. I can watch Avatar over, you know, I can pop that
Yeah.
in and be like, okay, let me just put this on because, you know, there's no more Attack on Titans. But some stuff I can't do. I literally cannot go back and watch some shows. I told you I won't rewatch Berserk because I can't emotionally put myself through the trauma.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. I won't do it. I and so we're sitting here waiting for the show and everything's being delayed because COVID wants to be dumb. I also have to work from home because I'm on quarantine. Like,
Yeah,
trash.
that was
COVID sucks.
so that was also, and granted, this is way more important, but like the things are like, oh man, that sucks, because like we didn't, certain shows we couldn't watch, and then we couldn't record, whether I wasn't feeling well or you weren't feeling well, and it's like, man, like you don't want to start. I mean, granted, I knew it was just a day. Like, it was one day it was 2020, one day it was 2021. So obviously the world is still going to be how it is. But at the same time, it's like, man, I didn't want to start the year this way,
I know.
And it's like, ah, that sucks. And then even to make it worse is like, so we watched, for instance, I watched Soul. So like, what I was gonna say was like, I kind of came off of the last year watching a bunch of stuff that wasn't good, and then the stuff that was good got, delayed, and so it was like, ah, like this whole transition has been sucky. But yeah, I watched Soul, and it was well written. Pixar did a good job, 'cause Pixar usually does a good job. It's not for kids. It's not for kids at all. Just like Inside Out, and but then they did. They also messed it up. And this seems to be the thing with like whenever there's a black protagonist, like we never get to stay black the whole time. The princess and the frog,
Yeah, we never turn into an animal.
she's 90% of the time. Like, just imagine like a bunch of, little girls want to see this princess, the first black princess in Disney. Woo! And she's a frog most of the time. And it's like a bait and switch almost. And it's like, did you not think that this would be an issue? And so with Soul, I had already called it. When I saw the trailer, I was like, he's gonna be a spirit or a blue dude for most of the film. But I didn't realize how bad it got. And the story, because there's people out there who are like, the message is really good, this is why they had to do it this way, and you had to have certain things happen to be able to tell the story. And I'm like, this is written, right? Like, people write these things. Like, they wrote themselves into a corner. That you could still have the same message and not do what they did. And one of the biggest, I'm not gonna go too deep because this is not a review, because Tess hasn't seen it. But what I will say is that there's a segment where, the synopsis is that he has his big break, and right before his big break, played by Jamie Foxx, this character has a big break. He's a jazz musician, and he dies. And his soul is out of his body. He's trying to get back to his body. And when he gets back to Earth, another person jumps into his body, who happens to be another soul who's played by Tina Fey. And if you don't know how bad this, I mean, you're laughing because you kind of know where I'm going. And so they get back, but then there's a switcheroo, there's a mix-up, and his soul goes into a cat, and her soul goes into his body. And So you have a basically a white woman speaking for a black man through a decent part of this film. And I was just like, really? This is what we're doing?
This is
And
what we're doing.
there's certain scenes that are just, like I said, this is not a review. And if you like the film, cool. I'm not mad that you like the film. But I just like they dropped the ball and then kicked it down the street as they tried to pick it up. That's what I saw. Because I wanted to like it. I wanted to like the story, the characters, and everything. And there's a lot of good there. But there's things that they do that I feel that's just like disingenuous to what they say they're gonna do. Like they were so big on the casting. They cast like a lot of black actors to play black characters, which makes sense. And even celebrities, like they got Questlove from The Roots to play a drummer in the film. And so it's like, okay, you kind of see, I could kind of understand where you're going. Like that's good. Representation, awesome. But then they have Tina Fey speaking for a black guy in a barbershop. And it's like, what? And then like what's interesting though is like at toward earlier in the film, he's like, why do you speak this way? Because their souls like at birth, so like they have their own personalities, but they're not actually they've never been born. And so he's like, why do you sound like basically a white woman? And she's like, well, I can actually sound like anyone. And she changes her voice to a bunch of different people. And then she's like, but I like this voice because it annoys people. And it's like, so you're telling me that she could have been someone else?
She could have been anybody.
Like you couldn't put a black woman at the very least. I mean, granted, I still would have.
It could have been summer.
Yeah, it could have been anybody, because it wasn't like Tina Fey was like super funny. It could have been anybody to play this role, and it would have been okay. It still would have been issued with him not being in his body, but we did at least have black people on screen for a decent amount of time. But it's like you show this movie, and you're like, this would be the first Pixar film that has a black protagonist, and then you spend most of the film. He's blue or he's a cat. And it's like,
And oh, he is also being played by a white woman.
right. And it's like, because, and this is what I was saying before, where like people do this thing where, and this, we were talking off air, but they do this thing where like the message, if you just look past everything and just look at the message. And I'm like, the message isn't new. It's not.
No.
It's novel the way they did it, but it's not new. And it's not something that would allow you to further trample on representation just to get this message out. Because honestly, you could have did this with a bunch of white characters and just have it like he's in a rock band and he wanted to make it big as opposed to a jazz. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have done that and it would have been fine. We would have, same message, we would have got it. There's nothing outside of the music and the character designs, there's nothing inherently black about the story. There's just a lot. And
Kind of sounds familiar to like six other movies that we've already seen,
That too, and like I said, the actual like handling of things was unique in like being a soul and like the idea of like going to the afterlife or not and being like soul mentors to other souls. Like there's some interesting things that they do, but the basis of the story isn't anything that's like super grand or anything that would cause you to go, you know what? It's okay that he's not black. Even though he's black, like that, none of that happens for me. And like I said, anybody who saw it, it's if you love it, awesome. I don't. I'm not a fan. So that was. But then also, jumping from that, you also was watching something that you liked at first and then didn't as well.
So I watched Bridgerton and I binged it. I watched it in like a day or two. I think it was like 2 days or whatever. And one thing I will say is like I do like some of the more modern period pieces because some of the more modern period pieces have thrown away the mold of kind of what we always knew period pieces to be like when we were young and growing up. Like
Right.
we would watch movies that were supposed to be, set in wherever, typically somewhere in Europe. And it could be taking place in France, but everybody would have a British accent. And here we are as Americans thinking that this is normal. And that's not. You know what I mean? Like it's like, okay, why is
Right.
this movie that apparently takes place in France? Why does everybody have a British accent? That doesn't make any sense. And so we got used to that kind of stuff. So you remember when Sofia Coppola did Marie Antoinette?
Yeah.
It was a bad movie. Like, we all know that it wasn't really great, but there were a lot of good things about that movie, and they're kind of good things that stuck. So, like, there was just, costume design was good, and then the simple fact that it was like, throw out the mold. This takes place in France, but we have a lot of American actors. Nobody needs an accent. The only person that had accent was the actual French woman and the French child in that movie. It was really good. I thought it was really cute.
You said
And
you just watch Emma?
Emma, the movie, yeah, the new
Oh,
movie.
okay, cool.
Because, like the other movie was with what's her face? Pepper Potts. What's her name again? Anyway.
Oh, Iron Man 2?
Yeah. So,
Okay.
her, like back in the 90s, I think that, and I actually never watched that one. But I thought the filmmaking was really good, the colors, like a lot of these European period pieces now, they're really, really going ham on the colors. Like, they're going ham on the bright colors and X, Y, like it's insane. So I'm paying attention to those little things. Those are the type of things that make a good movie. Anyway, back to Bridgerton. Bridgerton definitely adopted the color scheme. Like, everything was extremely bright, and that had a lot to do with character design and character build up.
Right.
So, all those kinds of things. And then the Warring Family. When I first heard of Bridgerton, I thought the name Bridgerton was going to be the place where these people lived, but it's not. It's actually the name of a family. So the thing about this show is that it almost is like three very popular stories in one. Like, it's like Pride and Prejudice and like War and Peace and Little Women in one. Like, it's just there's you know what I mean? Like, it's like there's a lot of similarities to very popular stories, very popular historical or period pieces, and then its own little twist. So I saw a title of a article. I didn't read it, but the article said Bridgerton rewrites history. And I know what they were going for, because they're like rewriting history with people of color, because everybody in the movie, it's a very, very diverse cast. And the main character is a white girl, a white young woman who ends up with a black man. And you would think, when you kind of look at it from the outside, if you're not really paying attention, you kind of just think that this is just a period piece that just has people of all races playing the characters. Like, your race doesn't matter. And
Gotcha.
that's actually what I thought. That's what I thought walking into it, watching the show, that your race just does not matter. You just are who you are. And this is kind of like, and a timeline in our real world history that doesn't really exist, but whatever. It's kind of like a stage play. Shit, I was in stage plays. I played a Jew in right before the World War in Fiddler on the Roof. Like, okay, everybody knows, like, when you do stage plays, everybody's everybody. Like, look at the Les Mis.
Yeah.
Les Mis, like, a couple of times, and everybody's always played by anybody. That, like, your race doesn't matter on stage plays. It's typically screenplays where race is important. And so here, it just seemed like race wasn't important. It just seemed like anybody was anybody. There was Asian people in the movie. There was black people in the movie. Like, everybody was everybody.
Right.
So it wasn't until several episodes in where race became something. Now, mind you, in the first episode, of note, there are four black characters, like, that are noteworthy. And one of them is a complete and utter asshole. The other one is a hot and sexy, like, playboy. The other one is a rich old lady. And the other one looks like a biracial girl who just got dropped off at some white people's doorstep. And
Wow.
it's okay, and so, it's like, okay, I feel a certain type of way, especially about the girl who got dropped off the doorstep. That just felt weird. But, let me see where this is going. Again, it didn't seem as though race had anything to do with it. I just kind of felt weird that I was like, this pretty black girl who kind of gets dropped off at the white people's doorstep. I was like, they're kind of being mean. I feel like she's kind of Cinderella, kind of don't like the way she's being treated. It just felt like that. But I was like, neither here nor there.
Yeah.
finally, oh yeah, I'm sorry, there's one other black person. Queen Charlotte is black. And then finally, one episode, it is only 35 seconds of the episode where the rich old black lady says to her, godson, who is the hot, sexy black playboy who might be the next James Bond, sorry, Idris. But she says to him, her character says to his character, she's like, she says something. I wish I had the words in front of me, but she says something like, it was not such a short time ago when we were nothing. Like when we were, our society was separated by color until one of them fell in love with one of us. And now look at us. Like we can be anything, something like that. And the reason she's telling this to her godson nephew person is because she wants him to marry for love. She wants him to marry the girl she knows he's in love with, which is this young white girl. And mind you, race had nothing really not race had nothing to do with them being in love. It had nothing to do with anything. Like I'm telling you, up until this episode, race had nothing to do with anything. So when this is actually stated in the episode, like when you say something like that and it's said in the manner in which it's said, like they're the only two people in the scene, she's leaning on, she's holding his arm saying, don't make this mistake, and basically saying, we were nothing or we were separated by skin color until one of them fell in love with us and now look at us. It really, I don't think it worked.
It's
I think that the
odd way of
author,
saying.
and it's very, very odd way of saying it because I truly do believe that the creators of the show thought that this was going to be meaningful. Like they thought that this was going to be groundbreaking and monumental and X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, is anybody else black in the room raising their hand saying that this is bullshit? Like, am I the only one saying that this is bullshit? Like, they would have just done better to just ignore the fact that anybody was any color of anything. It wasn't necessary. There's literally nothing in the entire movie, or sorry, movie, the entire series that really points to race. There's nothing. There's nothing that shows that, oh, only black people can do this, or only Asian people can do that. Like, there's nothing in there. So when she says this in this point, that there was a point in time in history where we were all separated by class and black people were nothing and were only workers and weren't allowed to be part of the bourgeoisie or what, you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
and then all of a sudden that's changed because the king fell in love with a black woman. How does that make, like, as a black person, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, that's so
That's tokenism.
we're only validated by the fact that a white person liked us.
Exactly. And so what? So then everybody, because that person had so much power, everybody else decided that we were okay. Like, I'm just saying, like, and I understand probably some white people, I shouldn't say some white people, if I had said, if I'm saying this to some people, they'd be like, what, God, is anything gonna make you happy? And then I just would be like, well, just shut the fuck up.
Well,
But
yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. Like we were important and of value and of worth before your gaze came upon us. Like that's not,
exactly.
you didn't make anything different. Like I mean, in that society, fine, but like reality, like this
Yeah.
is offensive. Like that's not what?
Basically, exactly. That's what I thought. I'm like, and I'm, mind you, I'm by myself. I'm at home watching this on my own. So I'm sitting here like, are there any other black people watching this right now? Are there any other black people who caught this line? Because in all honesty, they're probably completely, totally distracted by all the goddamn sex scenes because that show is like really, really steamy. Like it's like the brighter side of Game of Thrones or something. I don't know. It's just like, and the thing is, so there's this one thing, and it sticks with me because it has meaning, it has purpose, it does. Like even though there's no other points of the show that really, really speak to what she's saying, then why was it there in the first place? Did somebody in the editing room forget to cut this out? And
Right.
so the thing that bothers me is that if you are watching the show and then you see this part, then that's going to stick with you for the remainder of the show. Okay, and now I am paying attention. That is, it is a black man who is now married to this white girl, this young woman, you know, and now it does mean something that this black man's black father, you know, and maybe I should break it down a little bit. His mother was on the lighter side with, like, you know, type C curly hair and type 3 curly hair, and his father is on the dark side. You know, so I'm sitting here like, okay, so is there colorism going on? Like, now I need to understand, because this guy is, you know, he definitely looks like he could be multiracial, biracial, whatever. And so his father is the Duke of Hastings, and he is rich, and he is this, but he is a horrible person to his child. Like, he is horrible to his wife because his wife couldn't give him any live children, and she finally gives him a live child. And then when his child is old enough to speak and read, he has a stuttering problem, so he basically disowns him. He was like, your mother was trash because she could only give me one child, and then she died, and then you're trash because I waited all my life for a son and you can't even speak. Get the hell out of here. Like, I've clearly failed in life. And so he just focuses on running his dukedom. And that's how horrible of a person. He's just so mean. But then you also find out some episodes later that he was actually very good at his job because the people of his dukedom were happy with him. But after his death, you find out that his steward is trash. And that's why I was sitting here, like, when I was in the beginning of the show and I'm hearing these things like, oh, you know, this guy, the Duke of Hastings, is a horrible person. I was like, well, maybe he was literally just horrible to his wife and child. And maybe there's another side to him, because that should be developed. Let us develop that. You know, if this character who happens to be black, again, we are trying to have representation, are we not? Is that not the purpose of this show, since this woman has said, oh, some white people brought us up because they loved us? Like, if you're going to sit there and have the nerve to say that in the show, then every black person that is in the show now is extremely important. So why are there only five black people that you have in the show? One of them happens to be the queen, but since she's a queen, she's also kind of a bitch, you know? And then you have, you know, the super rich one, and she's cool as hell because she just does what she wants. And then you have the Cinderella girl, who honestly, like, has the worst fate out of everybody. She's basically trash. And I'm just like, her story really bothers me. Again, I don't want to spoil shit for people, but I'm just like, it just bothers me, and the things that she's forced to do. And I understand that they also put not just her blackness, that actually they didn't even attest to her blackness. They just attested to her womanhood, because the show does have a lot to do with how women had to behave and the pressures that were upon women in society because of, you know, this horrible patriarchal society that we've had. How women couldn't be recognized as anyone without having a husband. Or, you know, like, lo and behold, you have sex before marriage and you're damaged goods. Like, there are so many things that are put on women. And so this poor girl has, like, the worst fate of everyone in this respect. And she happens to be black. So I'm like, if you're only going to have five black people of importance in your show, then why are all of them, except the one who marries the white woman? And so that's at the I, after all of it, after watching all of the episodes, that's what I ended up being left with. So I know so many people are like, oh my God, I love Bridgerton, X, Y, and Z. It's so good. It's so good. But I'm like, I'm sorry. I liked it. I really did. But after you get to the end, if you're somebody like me who really does care about this kind of, like, you know, good storytelling and whatnot, after you parse it down, it's trash to me. It's trash because
I mean,
I feel like there's a message.
because once you make that statement, it throws everything for a loop, and then you start to look at people in a different light, and especially black people. But then also, if they don't address it in a way that's like, it'd be different if they said something like that, and then it flips everything on its head, and you're like, oh, like, so this is what's really going on, and the black people are kind of in on it in a way. Where it's like they're working the system or whatever the case may be, you can actually make something interesting out of that. But if it's just like said plainly, like, oh, these the black people are, the only reason they're of any importance right now is because of white people, and then on top of that, the only ones that you show are not that great of people, and the one that who's is good happens to be married to a white. It's like, so their value is in white people totally.
Exactly.
That's
Everything
crazy.
always falls back to that. And that's why I'm like, okay, clearly a white person wrote this. But like, and I'm like, and it kind of even irked me a little bit more because I'm like, no, I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people are out here. Look, I was just talking to somebody the other day. She's like, oh my God, did you watch Bridgerton? It's so good. And then I just didn't have the heart to say to her, I was like, you know what? This is going to be a long conversation and you may not see it the way I see it because you are not black. You're not me. You may not have heard what I heard as a black girl looking at the TV and listening to it. You may not have saw what I saw. Like
Yeah,
you.
even black people, like there was it's soul, you know, talking about soul, like it was mixed. There was a lot of out of the few black critics that wrote about it, some people liked it and you know, were able to look over certain things. They acknowledged it, but was like, you know what, it's okay. Whereas a lot of other black people were like kind of just fed up. And so it's I think because I've seen black people say that this particular show was good too. I haven't seen it myself, but I heard some praising from that side as well, and maybe they didn't hear it like you heard it, or whatever the case, but it's always like, there's always this weird place where you're like, do I say something? I don't want to necessarily ruin the show for you, or come off like the dude from, what was it, the Martin show, who like, he was like, I'm gonna spray paint the snow black. As much of it as possible. Like, I don't want to be like that guy, but at the same time, it's like, once I know or once I see it, I can't just throw it away. Like, I can't just, yeah.
I can't turn it off, and that's the bothering part of me. And then so like for me, if I want to sit there and compare it to other shows, because I know people are like, oh my God, this show is so good, X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, well, from a black perspective, I disagree. But if you want something that like that's kind of similar, like talks about power for women and stuff like that, then watch Harlots. You know, like I actually am one of the people who really, really enjoyed Harlots, and Harlots has a very huge chapter of representing black people. And it represents black Britons, you know, from in the 1700s, or like, you know, like where you had people who were like seriously just free slaves, like people who were never enslaved, you know, who
Right.
were free people to do what they would in London of that period in time. And then you have I think it's in the first season or is it in the second season? I can't remember. Where the woman shows up and she is a slave. She's literally a slave, came from America. And then that dynamic kind of changes with this woman who was brought over, who was brought to Britain as her master's wife. But he had never finished signing her papers and the papers of her children that she'd had with him. And there's like a whole story behind it though, and how she has to work to get her children freed from her husband's son because her husband dies. Like, and it's insane, but it's good storytelling in a way where it's like this woman was a slave, and when her master, I mean, this is like seriously, people think about it. Think of Sally Hemings and Thomas Jefferson. Like, this is a woman who is a slave, and her slave master's wife died, and he took to her. She did what she had to do. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
Like,
right.
she had to do to get a better life for herself, and he paraded her like she was his wife, and then took her to London, where you could actually get away with this at that point in time because the slave trade had ended. And he's like, you know, he's living his life, they're happy and stuff. But then this man has a back and dies, and his son takes over. His son hates her because he thinks she's a whore, and his mother, you know, his mother's side of the bed wasn't even cold before she climbed into it. And so her children that she had with his father, he says they're his property. They're his pro like, and there's this whole thing where she has to fight with him to get her children back. Like her children that she bore are technically slaves, and she has to fight to get them back. And the only thing she can do to get them back is to be a prostitute to get the money. And I'm like, Harlots is it's dirty. It's such like it takes things on a different level because it is about women. The only power that women had prior to suffrage was sex. And
Yeah.
that's it. And it's like if any woman wanted to be on her own, she ran a brothel. Like if you weren't a tradesman of something else, this is what you did. And these women were getting their power because they would be like, they're so good at their trade, they're so good at their craft that they would be kept, that they could become a kept woman from a very rich person. And so that show, if you ask me, is very well written. It has great story. And I don't feel like it takes people and it kind of just downplays them. Like they used race realistically. They're
Right.
like, this is how Black people were treated. This is literally how Black people were treated. And then you had the Black women who got together and they're like, why don't we just open our own brothel? Like, they were like, we're about to be enterprising up in this bee. Like, you know? And how you have a Black man who is, he's married to a white woman, and how this guy, he can go, like, he doesn't have any issues because it's London and he's a free man. There's no problems. You know what I mean? Like he's not getting
Yeah.
chased down the street because he's in a relationship with a white woman. And so it's just like I feel like if we're gonna compare or we're gonna talk about period pieces and shows that are supposed to, you know, originate in Europe, if we want to compare, people want to be like, oh, Bridgerton's so good. First of all, I just think that Bridgerton is misnamed. I don't even think it should be called Bridgerton. I think it should be called something else because I feel like if they're going to have a following season, then the next season needs to be called Hastings because the show, like I said, it felt like it was called Bridgerton to basically focus on the family of Bridgertons, but I feel like it actually focused on many other things. So I feel like it was misnamed.
Okay.
But that's again only my personal opinion. Even though I know I'm right. And if you want to sit there and say, oh, you know, this show is so good, there were great parts of the show. There were
Right.
very important parts of the show. There's one factor in particular, which is why there's so much sex in the show. Like there's one factor in particular about how women, girls weren't told anything. Girls knew absolutely nothing about sex, and which is why they were easily kept from knowing anything because they weren't taught, their mothers didn't talk to them or anything, and then they just got sent off and got married. So I was like, there, that's extremely important. And so for those aspects of the show, I appreciate where they went. And again, that's how we talk about power. But if we're gonna sit there and talk about the show as a whole, and I'm like, no, I think there's better shows out there. I do. I
Yeah.
think there's better shows, and I think Harlots is one of them. And it made me sad that Harlots ended
It's tough. 'Cause
Downton
it's like
Abbey.
on the flip side, because at one point it was like, I can understand someone being like, I don't want to see realistic stuff in that sense because these things are also written in the white gaze as well, where it's like, us being slaves or us being whatever, and it's not from our point of view, it's from the white person's point of view, and almost to make them feel better, like, yeah, this was bad, but they end up winning out. And it's like, we've gotten over it. And it's like, no, this is not, we don't need more of that. We've gotten enough. But at the same time, it's like, you also can't just pretend like everything is okay, that, because that's also damaging as well, because then there's people like, well, I mean, look at this show. I mean, they don't even care about race. And it's like, well, they kind of do. And it's actually, if what you're saying is accurate of what they were trying to do, it's like it's almost hidden in a way that's kind of sinister, because it's painting a picture that's saying something, and it's saying that you've gotten power, or you've been validated as a person because of your white counterparts, which is trash.
Which
Like,
is
in and of
trash.
itself is trash. And that's not to say that the whole show means that or whatever, but even if it's like a sub story or a sub whatever, that's kind of messed up, and I don't know how that's something that they're going to address in the second season, if they do have a second season.
I hope they don't.
But it, I mean, if they do, it needs to be They need to address it in a way that, okay, if we take this as a whole, I see what you were doing. But if it's just like, and we're moving on to the next family, I'm like, okay, this is, why are we watching this? Like, it's
Yeah. So
just bad.
I honestly think they should just throw it away and just be like, "Hey, we did it. Let's move on. Like, let's just create something. Just learn from your mistakes. Just create something new." A lot of people think this is great. They're like, "Oh my God, are we getting this season?" Like, y'all, just let it go because y'all screwed up everything from that one line that other people didn't hear. That
Yeah.
one line,
Well,
y'all.
it depends on how many people. I mean, I'm curious to see how many people caught it and felt that way. And actually said something about it because,
To Google
depending on how popular it is, we're definitely it's very popular that we'll see a second one just because
It's Netflix, they want money, so they'll make more stuff.
well
And that dude is hot.
they are notorious for canceling stuff left and right, so
That's true. Maybe they will cancel it. Hopefully they cancel it. I want them to cancel it. I do. Because there's just nothing left. Everything was accomplished. Like, seriously, everything was accomplished in that season, like, that they wanted to talk about, like falling in love, getting married, having children, a woman being a writer and getting away with it and concealing her identity. Like, all every point that they made in the show, like, they accomplished all of them. Like, it's signed, it's sealed, it's delivered, it's done. Like, having a sick sorry, a sequel at this point would just be what do you how do you say non-canonical,
right.
and would just be for money, would just be for ratings. And who knows, maybe freeballing it might be better for them, but I'm like, you might need new characters and a whole new story. Please don't bring back any of the same people. I
That's
just
not how I thought I would be using the word free ball, but yeah, that works. That works.
that's literally how I use it every day.
that works. So,
Finally, lastly.
what we're gonna do is we're actually gonna stop here, not because we don't have more stuff to talk about. We were gonna get into Wonder Woman, and we might do that next week.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what we're using to record, we record via OBS, and for whatever reason, it's having technical issues, and I don't want it to continue to act up while we're doing things.
Right.
So you might hear like when the whole entire show is done that there might be little skips and stuff here or there. It listening back, I think it'll be fine, but I don't want to get to the point where it's like some type of catastrophic thing and then we just miss a whole hour of whatever. So we're actually going to stop here. That said, we're happy that you stayed with us and
Yeah.
listened to what we had to
Yeah.
talk about. Just the state of things in terms of what we're watching, what we liked and didn't like about what we're watching, and the craziness in the Capitol, and just, life right now. This is our first, like I said, this is the first cast for the year, and there's going to be a lot to talk about. There's a lot of moving parts with our show that's going to be coming about pretty soon, so I'm excited. There's also things that I want to talk about that we didn't get to talk about last year that are still on the docket. Like we have like a list of things that we wanted to talk about. And usually what would happen is something big would happen that we okay, we got to talk about this. Like when Monica and Brandy got together for the Verses, we had to talk
Yeah,
about it. Like it was just like, come on, son, we had to. And so it's similar in that sense. We have some stuff we want to talk about where there's video game content, cartoons that we used to watch, all the good stuff. We have a lot of it. And so we need you to stay tuned. We need you to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you're up on all the new content that's coming out. We also want you to stay tuned for us getting on to other DSPs, whether it be Spotify or iTunes. That's going to be happening this year. Preferably sooner than later. There's some other things I need to work out. And apparently now I need to work out OBS since it's crashing. there's always
Yeah.
something. There's always something. But yeah, 2020 apparently isn't over with us. So but yeah, we plan on getting a lot of stuff out. So again, thanks for hanging out with us. Subscribe so you know when the next episode comes out. And yeah, and be safe. Just be safe.
Yeah,
Listen to us and be
please.
safe.
Please be safe. Please, like, Honestly, just be more vigilant out there, guys, because these COVID numbers are rising and y'all need to wear your masks. Don't be like me where you have to quarantine for like 15 days because it also takes 12 days just to find a test. So don't be like
Right.
me.
And
No.
we're back. Okay. So yeah, but
And we're
like even with you though, you weren't like out like partying and like
No.
having
I just went to work, y'all. That's
Right.
it. That's all I did. I just literally went to work. I went to work. I was doing the things that I do every day. And then it's just like, oh, by the way, so this person I know has COVID and I might have it, so you might have it, so you got to go home for 10 days. Like, so that's basically what the tea is. So just don't be like me, or be like me, but also don't. But then don't, because only I do. So what you should do is wear your mask and wash your hands and your faces and your butt,
Right.
and continue to wash your hands and your faces throughout the day. Obviously, you can wash your butt if you stay home, but if you're out at work and stuff, you can wash your butts when you get back home. That's important. But
Yes,
just,
don't wash your butt in public.
yeah.
There's so many other things that would come about if you do that. Just
Yeah, so just make sure. You know what? In fact, I need to add this to our list. Y'all, wash your masks,
Oh
okay? Please.
yeah.
Wash your mask. Like, I am a psychopath. I'm washing my mask so much that I actually think I'm overwashing them because they smell funny. Like,
Wait, they smell funny from the washing?
they smell funny from the washing. I think that's what it is. I think I'm washing them so much. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, because I've said this, I've been telling my coworkers, I'm like, I don't know if it's because how like you can use those Downy Unstoppables and stuff in your laundry.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's that. I don't know what it is, or if it's like burn from the dryer because the material of my mask is not really meant to be maybe dried in the dryer. I don't know. But I just feel like, and I'm telling you guys, I wash my masks so much. They get washed so much. I wear a mask twice. Maximum. Sometimes it just gets worn once. But I'm like, I wear a cloth mask maybe twice before I wash it. And then I literally do not touch it again until it's washed. And that I just don't. Like, that's just who I am. That's why I have so many. I have given so many people on Etsy, and this African girl, this Ghanaian girl, I've given her so much business because I just keep buying masks. And I get just got to the point where I can't keep doing this. I can't spend all my money on freaking face coverings. This is ridiculous. I mean, I might as well just, no, just this is ridiculous. And then my face is breaking out. Like, I've got acne all over my cheeks. It's ridiculous. And so that's why I'm like, look, a friend of mine was like, here's a whole box of level three surgical masks, which are much more
Oh,
comfortable
nice.
than regular surgical masks. So they're level three. They're the ones that protect from the majority of droplets. Like, they're like the ones that like dentists and stuff wear, because there's like so much water splashing and stuff going
Right.
through. So like, yeah, anyway, because this person works in the ER, so they gave me a box, which is great. And I don't like wearing that stuff. Like, I don't like wearing them because they hurt my ears, so I always have to tie them
Yeah.
behind my head, because like I'm just really, really sensitive. That's why I had to start buying the masks that went over my head, but those have been bruising my nose really bad. Like, so obviously a lot of people have maskne right now, like acne under your mask, and a lot of people have stuff like, scars on their faces. I have scars on my nose now from my masks. So
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The whole point of me saying this was, y'all, wash your masks, okay? It's so important because your mask really does hold germs, and you can, you don't want to be spreading stuff. Just stop being dumb. Please, just everybody, just stop being dumb. Wash your masks, wear them, stop going to restaurants, stop going to bars,
Yeah.
stop asking people to go to bars. Like, for real, I love my friends and I haven't seen them, but for real, one of my friends I haven't seen in over a year was like, oh my God, you work near me, you want to go to a bar? Like, we should get a drink after work. No, we
No.
shouldn't.
No, you can look, we can both get a bottle and be on Zoom. How about that? We can
No,
Zoom
like, I
drink.
have no problem actually, like, for real, like, meeting you. And we stay 6 feet apart, but I am not taking my mask off to drink with you. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm really serious. And this is why I didn't spend Christmas with my family. Like,
We gotta
It's just,
talk. Yeah, we gotta talk about some of that too.
yeah. So we'll be talking about a lot of this, guys. Just stay tuned and do what I said. Don't be stupid. Don't be dumb. Don't be a dick.
Right.
Wash your hands, wash your faces, your masks, and your butts. Be good people. Be nice to people. Try not to storm capitals. Try not to kidnap Nancy Pelosi. Try not to poop and pee in federal buildings. Try not to be a Karen. Just be regular.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I got to say for tonight. Any other housekeeping items that you have?
I think we're good. I think we're good.
We're good people. We're good. So, of course, I'm just going to end this with my normal bye-bye.